North Dakota's crime rate dropped slightly in 2019 compared with 2018. That's according to Attorney General Wayne Stengem. He said notable among those is a reduction in DUI arrests, as well as a drop in drug arrests.
And I can tell you our narcotics task forces are working as hard as they ever have.
But Stengem says there is one disturbing trend in drug arrests. Meth arrests are up. He says it used to be that meth was homemade, and the legislature passed laws to make it harder for those labs to be set up. Instead, he says meth is being brought to the state through organized crime, where the meth being brought is in bigger amounts with greater purity. Stengem says it's coming from the southern U.S. and from Mexico.
And that's something that is very concerning. It's certainly concerning for law enforcement because now they're contending with organized cartels. They're heavily armed, and they're bringing it in increasing quantity. And so we're struggling as best we can to keep a handle on it.
On DUI arrests, the high for DUI arrests happened in 2012 when there were 7,382 arrests. In 2019, the number had dropped to 4,828.
I think that's owed in part to the increased penalties, to the participation in the 24/7 program, and also I think society has started to recognize more than ever before that driving under the influence is a serious offense and is not regarded as something that is a joke or to be taken lightly anymore, that the risk to society is simply too great.
Someone who is sentenced to the 24/7 program has to check in twice a day. And if the person has consumed alcohol, the person is taken into custody. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.